USA Radio News.
The Biden administration is cleaning up the president's remarks in Poland that Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken speaking in Jerusalem, where he's shoring up support for reviving the Iran nuclear deal.
The president made the point last night that, quite simply, President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war or engage in aggression against Ukraine. Or anyone else.
A construction worker was killed in Boston after falling 9 stories at a parking garage that partially collapsed. Boston Fire Commissioner Jack Dempsey.
He was pronounced by Boston EMS as non-viable and that put us into recovery mode.
COVID-19 booster shots for adults 50 and over are expected to roll out as soon as next week. The FDA may authorize a 4th shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine starting next week, and a permissive recommendation may soon follow by the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Former President Donald Trump was in Commerce, Georgia last night for a rally for GOP candidates. Speaking to supporters at the event, he criticized President Biden's handling of the Ukraine crisis.
Joe Biden's been one train wreck after another. Just take a look at what he's doing out at NATO. Ay, 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 these people.
New York City is executing a plan to clear out encampments across the city where homeless people are known to live and connect those individuals with social services over the next 2 weeks. City officials will work to eradicate makeshift sites on city streets and in the subway system and place homeless people in shelters where they'll access services for mental health, medical needs, and housing. The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales fell 4.1% in February. The decline surprised industry analysts who expected a slight gain heading into the usually busy spring season. The group noted many first-time buyers are being priced out of the market due to a jump in mortgage rates and higher home prices. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
About 8,000 homes have been evacuated near Boulder, Colorado because of a fast-moving wildfire. The Boulder Office of Emergency Management says the fire quickly grew from 60 acres to over 120 with zero containment Saturday. No injuries have been reported so far, and there's been no word of damages. The Biden administration is making a push for the very wealthy to pay more taxes. A report by Politico says the taxation question is part of President Biden's 2023 budget proposal, which is expected to be announced tomorrow. An element of the proposed tax hike on the wealthy would touch on unrealized gains in addition to measurable income. The president wants a minimum of 20% taxation on the combination of income and unrealized gains, which, if enacted, would bring in more than $360 billion extra dollars in tax revenue to the federal government over the next decade. LeBron James may not win another NBA title this year, but he did win a Razzie. The Lakers star was named Worst Actor for his role in the live-action animated feature Space Jam: A New Legacy. Space Jam: A New Legacy was also named Worst Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel. However, this year's Big Razzie's champ was Netflix's Diana the Musical. The filmed stage show earned a leading 5 Golden Raspberry statuettes, including Worst Picture and Worst Screenplay. The 42nd annual Razzies dishonor the worst in film over the past year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.